Usually, parents turn off video games to get their kids outside. But a game design company called Games for Change is combining the two with a competition for kids to create their own original video game focused on wildlife conservation, specifically pollinators. The contest is in partnership with the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. Taiji Nelson is a naturalist educator there.
Games are another really great way to plug into nature. Video game design really isn't my background, but it's another way for me to think about nature and really think about it in a different way.
Recently, the Frick Environmental Center in Pittsburgh hosted what was billed as a hands-on game jam, where kids could drop in and get help from experts in both conservation and game design. There were microscopes to play around with.
Is that zoomed? Like, did you zoom, or is that the same?
Flowers to dissect.
It's like this fuzzy part right here.
A dried honeycomb to poke at, and a bank of computers outfitted with the latest game design programs.
Try that one. And then pick one of the other pieces of temple tile.
Heather Malik works for Games for Change and says video games can make kids appreciate nature more.
There's always that questioning of kind of, are you using a device in nature? Why are you bringing kids perhaps out of the green space into a computer? But our partnership with the parks has really led to both of us having a greater understanding of how one another engages and the connectedness. You know, they encourage citizens of Pittsburgh to be stewards. Games for Change encourages, you know, some content that was really thoughtful and creative and these kids are producing, not just consuming.
10-year-old Eamon Warner Fricky has been working on his submission from home for a while. He thinks he has a pretty good idea in the works.
Basically, you're starting off with a mini honeycomb, and your goal is to hatch more bees, create pollen, sell the pollen, upgrade your honeycomb, learn about a lot of stuff, and this will be awesome.
The Games for Change Student Challenge is geared towards kids in middle and high schools, and they're taking submissions until May 7th. You can learn more about the contest and pollinators in our region at AlleghenyFront.org. That's part of our series, Wild PA. And in June, we'll let you know who the winners are. Thank you.